Blistered and bug-bitten, a group of conservationists reached their destination of Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge in southern Georgia this last Sunday, Earth Day. The Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Team set out back in January at the southern tip of Florida in the Everglades National Park and made their way up through the Sunshine State on foot, by paddle, and even occasionally on horseback. They've been bringing to light a vision to link Florida's already existing corridors of protected natural areas to lands with the potential to be protected. This would eventually lead to a state-long corridor of wild lands. One integral part of this land puzzle is the Ocala National Forest to Osceola National Forest Corridor. As an ecological greenway, the O2O corridor would conserve and connect land between the two forests in North Florida and Southeast Georgia. The area is home to many noteworthy wildlife species, including the Florida black bear, gopher tortoise, and red cockaded woodpecker, and it's also being considered as a future reintroduction site for the Florida panther. The O2O includes the 72,000-acre Camp Blanding military base. It's the training site for all Florida National Guard units and the third Department of Defense property to be recently crossed by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Team on the tail end of their 1,000-mile journey.
We trained Marine units, Air Force units, Navy units to come from all around the Southeast and all around the country, as a matter of fact, to train here. We've got over 50 live fire ranges. We have artillery ranges, aerial gunnery ranges. We actually have lakes where Navy and units can do training also.
That's Brigadier General Richard DeLant, Land Component Commander at Camp Blanding. DeLant says just a few weeks ago, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission measured and radio-collared two bear cubs here on Camp Blanding. Biologists from an on-site Fish and Wildlife field office took expedition members out to monitor those cubs and their mother, but the family had moved further into the woods. The radio telemetry receiver picked up faint signals from the bear family off in the distance. Carlton Ward's camera was snapping consistently, as it has throughout this expedition. Ward, a conservation photographer and co-leader of the expedition, said seeing how much has been done in North Florida from a conservation standpoint has been very encouraging. Now that the 100-day expedition has been a success, the focus of Ward and others involved in the project could be even more challenging. That focus includes getting funding restored for Florida Forever, the state's land acquisition, environmental restoration, and water resource development program.
So we want to make sure people understand that with Florida Forever projects, lands that have already been identified that could be protected with Florida Forever dollars, because a lot of these landowners are interested in selling their lands outright or putting conservation easements on them. You can do either one of those with Florida Forever dollars.
That's Tom Hochter, director of the Center for Landscape Conservation Planning at University of Florida and co-founder of the Florida Wildlife Corridor concept. He says that if Florida Forever is supported and gets funding returned to the level it had before the current economic downturn, big parts of the Florida Wildlife Corridor could get protected in the next few years, specifically from Big Cypress National Preserve in South Florida up to just south of Orlando. He explains that this funding is an investment in the health of Florida's environment and economy through long-term planning.
Natural and rural lands provide us with many different services, including water storage, water purification, flood control, storm protection, air purification, etc., that we're very reliant on and we tend to take for granted. But those resources are actually worth a lot of money. You know, we're doing ourselves a disservice in this state by continuing to allow large-scale rural land conversion to development. A strong economy is tied to a healthy environment. And even the governor has said in the last year that he believes that to be true. Well, we need to catch up the policy to the sentiment.
Back at Camp Blanding, expedition member Mallory Likes-Dimmitt explained that conservation is a bipartisan issue.
It's supported by a large majority of Floridians. And in general, around the country, polling data shows that, you know, we're largely for conservation. It's a message that needs to be repeated, because in the last couple of years, there's been less funding for conservation than in recent years prior to that. And so I think that that's a message that, another message that citizens can sort of keep up, which is that we're interested in this quality of life and we need to protect areas of the state to continue that quality of life. And we need to have smart growth, smart planning. A lot of that, I guess, you know, is the first thing to go in a tight budget time. So again, without the voice of citizens sort of demanding these things from their elected officials, it's very easy to cut those kind of programs out.